Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Gangster. Thank you, Greg James. Sorry, I was just trying that out because I always just say like hello or hi or how are you? I just thought I'd change it up a bit, but not really working yet.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
You all right today, Becky?
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. How's your sticker swapping going? Because I know that Westwood had a few for you yesterday, but you didn't bring in your album.
Well, I've got my album today and I've now started swapping with Tom Deacon because he's got loads. But I've only got 3 swaps and he's got like 100. So he gave me the pile to go through and I needed 87 of his and he needed like none of mine, so I need to go out and buy some more stickers, I think.
You should get next door and tap up Westwood, he's got loads. And some shinies.
He has, yeah, but I keep forgetting my album with him. Plus, I think he's going to be like, his rules for swapping are going to be way harder than Tom's.
Like?
Aren't they? Like, he's going to want like 3 for a shiny, whereas normal people just want 2.
True. Are you even doing your sticker album in bed now?
Who told you that? I told that to Tom in the strictest of confidence.
No, you told me yesterday.
No, I didn't. I only told
you did.
Tom.
You told me yesterday. You're like, yeah, I did it in bed.
I got addicted.
How's your boyfriend feeling about that?
Slightly freaked out. But then
is he not helping?
Well, he said yesterday that he after a day of thinking about it, he thought it was better to support me rather than laugh at me. So he went to like 3 or 4 shops trying to find me some stickers.
Exactly. Even though he thinks it's clearly ridiculous, it's better to just go along with it and then rather than ignore it, you know? Right, we've got Lloyd coming up. I haven't fired him as yet, even though after yesterday's performance, where he was a little bit off with me on the phone during the England match, I really probably should have. But I like to give people a second go. Look like Donna, I know what's occurring. She begged and pleaded, and she's back on at 5:20, despite the fact she lost. See?
You just can't say no, can you?
No, I really can't.
No, that's it. It's nothing to do with the fact that Donna begged for 3 minutes over Snow Patrol.
I can't do confrontation.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Lloyd!
Hello.
Every time I call you, you're laughing. What
she
now?
She hit me.
Who?
My mum.
Why?
Well, she screams when the phone rings.
What? Every time the phone rings, your mum goes, ah!
When she knows it's you, she starts screaming.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I have that effect on ladies.
Have you got a weird ringtone?
Yeah, Benny Hill.
Oh, okay. That's a nice one, yeah. I've just spoken to a friend that says he has a picture of Brian Bedondi every time that I ring coming up on his screen.
Really?
Yeah, he was a bit bored one day at home, just sat there and thought, oh, I'll change Scott's face to Brian's face, and I just rang him and he was like, brrrr.
You don't look anything like Brian Bedondi.
Thank you.
I wish you did, though.
No, I do.
Can you, next time you go to a fancy dress party, instead of dressing up as those old ladies, which you'd do, can you do Brian Bedondi instead?
Brrr. Yeah, no problem. What's occurring, Lloyd?
Well, England played yesterday.
They did, and what a result.
Yeah, we won 1-0. Did you watch the match, Scott?
I actually did.
Of course you didn't.
Yeah,
I did.
You were working. How could you have watched the match?
To be honest, Lloyd, I wasn't particularly impressed with... I think Scott's being quite nice to you today, considering you actually just hung up yesterday.
Well, I'm sorry I couldn't speak to you. I can't multitask.
He said at one point that he was thinking of firing you.
Oh, well, I did go to listen again, and you can't possibly sack me.
Why?
Because I've taught you everything you know.
If I don't know anything.
You do, you know plenty.
Tell us something you know, Scott.
England are playing on Sunday against Germany in the final 16.
Yeah.
All right, high five to that.
I can't.
High five me?
I'm not getting out of my chair to high five you. You can come to me.
Yes.
Oh, knock my water over.
I'd like a high five.
High five. There you are. Take that. Right, what's going on today then? So England are through. What happens today?
Today, on right now, is Slovakia versus Italy.
All right.
And Paraguay versus New Zealand. And tonight, it's Denmark versus Japan and Cameroon versus Netherlands. I was born in Japan.
No, you weren't. You were born in Shrewsbury.
I love it that you're still trying to make this joke work.
Ooh. Someone sang me out.
You've been spotted?
I've been spotted in the car park.
Are they paparazzi?
No, they're just on their horn, on their car.
Who are they?
I don't know.
Are they fans?
They must be.
I love that.
Say hello to your fans.
Hello!
Have you hired people to come and pretend that you're famous,
no.
Lloyd?
No, I haven't.
Is that actually your mum pretending to be one of your fans?
No, that's not my mum.
Really?
It's someone else.
So, hand on your heart, tell me that's not your mum pretending to be a fan and beeping the horn of your own car.
It's not my mum.
Whatever. Now, something else I have noticed. Japan aren't that good, are they?
No, they're all right.
They played, was it Holland at the weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't that good.
Holland are good,
and here's my favourite thing. You know Gemma, who works upstairs in the office?
Yeah.
She went to Amsterdam this weekend, and even if you're just a random passerby, in the main square in Amsterdam, in Dam Square, there's a big tent, and even if you're not Dutch, they just pull you in and they paint you orange.
That is amazing.
I would love that.
That would be so good. My friend Claire supports Holland because when she was little, she used to like the colour of their shirts. And she would love that.
But some random Dutch girl was like, you, come here. Pulls her in to this tent, makes her orange, gives her an orange wig, orange everything. That's my kind of football.
Have you been there then?
I have been there a few times, yeah. What else then, Lloyd?
See, Lloyd, I got that joke.
Thank you. I'm here all week to try the fish.
Oh, good.
Defoe walks into a nightclub in South Africa and sees a stunning legged blonde on the dance floor. He approaches her and says, get your coat, you're coming back to my hotel with me tonight. She looks at him and replies, goodness, you're a little forward. I amuse myself.
I don't get it.
He's not very tall and he plays centre forward.
Alright, so you're a little forward.
Yeah.
Right. Is that all? Are we going to go now or what?
I don't mind.
I might hang up on you today, seeing as you did to me
yesterday.
No, you're
not hanging up on me.
Okay, I might though.
No.
I might do at any moment.
No.
Do you have anything else to say?
No.
Okay, Lloyd, well.
That's so mean! He didn't even get to do his
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Never mind.
Podcast.
Someone says, why isn't there any banter today, Scott? Have you and Becky fallen out? No. There's banter ahoy, actually, if you've been listening. I'd just like to play some music as well. Ooh, get me. I'm a bit prickly today, do you know what I mean? Don't.
What, because then we will genuinely fall out?
Not you, just anybody. I'm just... Do you ever wake up and you're in a really angry mood?
Yes, and you don't know why?
Yeah, I've got that today, properly going on.
Is it the heat?
Maybe a little bit. Something is affecting me and I could blow at any point.
So it's best not to torment you?
Best not to today, because the fuse is short.
That does... All that makes me want to do is just tease you, though.
Yeah, all right, but that's you, isn't it?
And you've asked for it on the... people will text in now as well. So
well,
don't
I'll turn
text,
them off, then.
Because he's feeling... prickly.
And now, dear Scott, where the Posh Radio 4 lady reads out the stuff that you've been telling us this week on your emails.
Dear Scott, today I came across two different Facebook groups. One called I Think Scott Mills is Fit, Scott with one T, and another called Becky Off of the Scott Mills Show Sounds Fit, Scott with one T. One of the groups has 44 members and the other has 9. I'm curious to see if you'd be able to guess which group has which number of followers. Or are you more bothered by two separate people spelling your name wrong? Smiley. That's all. I'm just avoiding revision, really. From Eleanor.
I am saying, and this is not just because I'm being self-effacing, I am saying that the Scott Mills with one T is fit page has less than the Becky Sounds Fit page.
No, I was going to say the opposite.
That's what I'm saying. And I can take that. absolutely fine.
I'll look it up and find out for the end. What about people spelling your name wrong? Two people.
I'm all right with that. I'm cool. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the PR4L, and the one who doesn't speak. Today, I find out that the 27th of July is Take Your Pants on a Walk Day. However, I'm not sure if it's just in America or if it's over here in England too. And so, if the day is American, does that mean the English version is Take Your Trousers on a Walk Day or Take Your Knickers on a Walk Day? Much love. Thea from Redditch. Smiley.
Thea, I think it's always trousers, pants in America, is it?
Yeah, but this...
Oh, sorry.
This one might be... It might be in England as well, so it might be knickers. That's what she's saying.
Surely you take your knickers on a walk every day.
Well, you do your trousers
by
as
well. Wearing them. Yeah, that's true. That sounds like a ridiculous thing.
I think this day is just over the top.
There's days for everything now, and weeks. It's National Onion Week. We get emails every week at Radio 1 going, did you know that it's National Wipe Your Bottom Week? Oh, really?
When did you get those? They're just for you.
That's just an example.
They're not, like...
But there is a week for everything. It's like, stop with the weeks. God.
Well, this is only a day, a pants day.
Yeah. It's National Pork Pie Month. Really good.
Oh, that would be good.
All right, next.
Dear Scott and crew, did you know that in the special features of the Wizard of Oz DVD, they say the exact date of Toto's death? They also inform you that Toto was actually a she. To be honest, I find both facts quite disturbing. Love you. P.S., would you ask Lloyd to be my boyfriend? I've loved him ever since the first time he was on your show. Smiley. Sarah.
Okay, Sarah. Probably need to warn you off Lloyd, to be honest, because I think that he is quite picky. Now, I'm sure you're a very attractive girl, but he's going through that phase, you know, where he's just like, yeah, no, I can't be bothered. And he thinks in his head that he'll be able to eventually go out with Cheryl Cole. He set the bar high and, you know, I don't know whether you... I mean, I'm not saying that, like, you're not attractive, but I don't know whether... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because at the moment, he's 14, you know? He's blowing his vuvuzela all the time at the moment
on
his own.
He doesn't have time for Wizard of Oz.
Not really. So I would advise you against pursuing that just for now. Wait till he grows up a bit. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky,
oi oi Savaloy,
the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L. I have been invited to work at a Buckingham Palace garden party in July.
Oh, that's good.
Have you ever been to one?
No, I have been to Buckingham Palace, and it's brilliant.
I think my dad's been to a garden party there. I don't know what you have to do to get invited, but I was well excited. He didn't take me.
It's just when you drive through, you know, like when you go to Buckingham Palace and you see all the people doing the soldier type things.
The changing of the guard
and
stuff.
Yeah, and then you kind of go through in a car and you're like, oh my God, I'm actually inside. And you see the kind of gate closed behind you. It's like, yeah, this is flipping cool. I went there with Zoe Ball, if you're interested.
But you didn't go to the garden?
Not the garden, just the inside bit. Had a look at the paintings, used the loo, that kind of palaver.
I'm serving tea for the guests and the Queen's family. Amazing, I know.
Yeah.
But I'm a bit worried about it. Wondered if the PR4L could give me some advice about how to be posh. After all, I am from Yorkshire. Please help. Any advice you could give me would be greatly received. You complete me. Love you, Manda. XXXXX.
We're in no position to comment really, Manda, because we ain't posh. But what we could do is get the Posh Radio 4 lady to tell you how to be posh next week. I hope the dinner party isn't before then, the garden party.
Shall I just ask her now and maybe she can tell us, like, before the end of the show?
Yeah, that would be good. That would be really good. Is she around today, the posh?
I don't know.
All right, we'll ask her. Hit her up on MSN. She got MSN?
I don't know.
Do it. Next.
Dear Scott and team, I am an 18-year-old student and a regular podcast listener. Recently, though, I have realised that nearly all of the O contestants have been female. I do not think that this is a bad thing, but would like you to give more men a chance. Back at the beginning of the year, you got a male contestant off by asking him questions that he could not possibly know. But with the recent contestant, Sabina, you did not kick her off, even though she did worse than Becky. I would like to see more fairness between the sexes on the show. Thank you. Ollie, off of Rutland.
Thing is, Ollie, More girls than boys do apply for Oh What's Occurring.
Is that factually correct?
From what I have seen. I don't know, you go through some of them, don't you?
Yeah. We just pick out the, like...
The people that sound fun.
Yeah. I don't know, I don't know why. I mean, it's not my fault that you let a girl stay on and you didn't let a boy stay on. That's your problem, Scott.
All right.
Is it because the girls you feel bad for girls and you can't just say no to them, whereas blokes, you're like, all right, mate, you'll be all right.
Yeah, because girls cry and stuff, don't they?
So if you want to come on and you're a boy and you lose against me, the best thing to do is cry, is it? And then you'll let them stay on?
I don't like confrontation. I can't cope when people cry.
So basically what you're saying is if you had a contestant on Oh What's Occurring who said, I'm just going to play Oh What's Occurring forever... You couldn't say no to them and they would just play Oh What's Occurring forever.
Wish you hadn't said that, really, because that is my weakness. So, yeah, that's every possibility that could be true. However, we will endeavour to get a boy on next week on Oh What's Occurring, and I promise it will be fair.
Because it's so unfair, and you're so unfair, we've even had to put in the rules online. This may be completely unfair, and Scott does whatever he wants willy-nilly.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll get a boy on next week anyway. Next!
Ew. I saw Nick Knowles strutting down Oxford Street, Southampton, 3 weeks ago, wearing the tassel jacket. Presumed he was on his way to a line dancing class. Michelle, Southampton.
Yes, Michelle, this is the country and western style jacket that Nick Knowles was wearing at our World Cup party in the pub last Friday. And it got quite a lot of comments from the assembled group of people who were there. His girlfriend bought it for him.
It's now famous, this jacket, isn't it?
Have a look. There's some pictures online. Have a look at the Knowles jacket. It's, it's a little bit country.
I'm going to say something really controversial.
Okay.
Do you think...
I'll stop the music.
Okay. The jacket is not particularly to my taste.
No, it's horrendous. Knowles won't mind.
Really, though?
No, he does listen.
Do you think his girlfriend might have bought it for him so that no other girls would fancy him? I told you it was controversial.
It's quite controversial. Sorry, Nick, if you're listening.
What do you think?
Well...
Do girls do that?
I think girls are a bit strange like that. For instance, somebody I know keeps her boyfriend fat... So that all the other ladies back off and don't fancy him.
Really?
Absolutely, yeah.
No!
So she goes to him, oh, look at your little belly, I really like it. And then he goes down the pub with his mate, me, and says, oh no, she really likes it. And I'm like, no, she doesn't. She's just keeping you fat and feeding you loads of food. So that other girls do not fancy you. And I reckon this probably happens more than we think. I seem to remember, and I hope she doesn't mind me saying this.
You're properly going off on one.
I seem to remember that Laura, who used to be you on this show, when she was going out with James, I think we've discussed this on the air before, it's all fine, she made him wear glasses saying that he looked really hot in them, knowing that he didn't look hot in them at all, just to keep other girls away from him. I think it happens a lot.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
All right, Jack.
Hiya.
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Nothing.
Where are you?
I'm just on my way home.
Okay. What are you saying on your text?
I was just saying that my chap makes me have my hair in a weird sort of quiff, and I think it's to make me look a little bit ugly.
Oh, there he is now.
I don't believe that people would do this. I only sort of said it as a joke about Nick Knowles' girlfriend. I don't think people would actually do it. Do you really think that?
I think it does. He says that it looks good, but I think it looks a little bit kind of rubbish.
So what do? Do you have it in the quiff, or do you just stick to what you think?
Well, no, I kind of have it in like a spiked-up style at the front, and he says to sort of put it in this kind of little parrot thing, and I think it looks rubbish.
Does he insist on this?
Yeah, he makes me do it all the time, and he says that I look rubbish the other way.
Right.
So I get paranoid about my hair.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah, I do think he's trying to keep other boys away from you. No, I think he is. I don't mean to make you paranoid, but, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I think I should do my hair and,
Do your hair how you want it done.
Yeah, don't listen to the quiff, boy.
No, all right. Chris are wrong.
What do you tell him to do to his hair, or do you just leave him to do his own hair?
Oh, he's copying how I want my hair to be. I think he's keeping the good hair for himself.
Oh, I see, right. Yeah, that's definitely...
Tactical.
He's keeping the good hair for himself and telling you to have the rose quiff. No, yeah. Really, right. Not. No, do your hair your own style. And he's just going to deal with it. All right.
All right, cheers, Scott.
Love you, bye. Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast. Loads of girls on saying I keep my boyfriend a bit plump to stop girls fancying him. Told you, girls are weird.
Not all of girls.
Sorry, not all girls are weird, but quite a lot of them are. Also, a lot of reports of boyfriends being told they look really good in some kind of T-shirt or jacket, and then them admitting when they're drunk later on that actually they looked absolute crap, but just to keep other girls away. You see, it happens all the time. Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's this?
Beautiful man. It's Tom.
Did you call me beautiful man?
You are a beautiful man.
Beautiful back. How can I help?
On the topic of crazy people stealing things. I had a girlfriend that used to steal all my best clothes, so I couldn't wear them out. We put it too hot in them, apparently. And I didn't find out until we broke up.
What do you mean? So she would... What would happen?
No, all my best clothes went missing.
She just hid them when she did the washing?
Yeah, and they were in her car. And, I didn't find out until we broke up.
What did she say? And I don't want to be with you anymore, and I took all your clothes that made you look hot, so you looked rubbish all the time?
No, I just got a bag of them back, actually.
It was a bag of all your best-looking clothes? Oh, no.
But it did give me some good stuff to go out on the pull-in.
Like. Yes. See? All worked out in the end.
How did you find out that these are the clothes that she thought you looked hot
in? One of her friends explained it to me afterwards.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's so weird. All right, I love you, Tom, you beautiful man.
I love you, Scott.
Okay,
it's an awesome show. Listen all the time. Love you all.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Oh, what's occurring?
Hi, Donna.
I'm just a small town girl, Scott, living in a lonely world. I took that midnight train going anywhere. Hey.
Oh, I love your weirdness.
Thank you.
It was nice to say hi to you on Twitter last night.
Yay! I got super excited, actually, when I saw that you replied to me.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't sure if you just thought I was some other Donna who might pretending to be me.
No, you said it's actual Donna Offo, what's occurring, and I take that as it's definitely you.
I don't think anyone would pretend to be you at this early stage, Donna.
I don't know, they might.
Yeah, you don't know. Oh, right, so, bit of pleading yesterday over Snow Patrol and the incredibly long instrumental version of Chasing Cars.
Yes.
And that got you through, that won me over, because as you know, I am rubbish at any kind of confrontation and I don't like it when girls cry.
Bringing that up, yeah. Can I be on the show forever, please?
No.
Oh!
Yeah, I can do it!
You can do it!
I can do it!
Okay, here's my other idea.
Oh, God.
Can we have a weekly item called Discussions with Donna where you can call me and we can talk about topical things?
Like what?
I don't know. You know, like the whoopie pie thing? I could have had an input in that.
Have you had a whoopie pie?
I haven't, but I want one so badly it hurts.
Yeah.
What so else that's your input, about? Is that you don't know what it is, and you haven't had one, but you want one.
But I would find out, and I would go out and do research.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So we'd get you on, I'd be like, and today's subject is whoopie pies. Hi, Donna.
And I'd be like, hi, whoopie pies are awesome. They cost this much in Sainsbury's, other supermarkets are available, and they're the best thing since sliced bread or cheese.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I'll certainly put that to the one that didn't speak. Sadly, he's not here today, so I'll have to get back to you.
Ah, lovely.
All right, let's play the game.
Oh, what's the kitty? Bam.
Donna, have you ever been to a fancy dress party?
I have. It was awesome.
Do you like them?
I love them.
I can't stand fancy dress.
I love dressing up. It's amazing.
Look, one of my friends, actually a few of my friends, all they do is... Every weekend they dress up to go to another fancy flipping dress party. I don't get it.
Oh, that would be amazing.
What did you go as, please?
I have been as a rock star. I also went as a cowgirl. Not to the same, to separate parties.
What did you wear when you were a rock star?
I have bright red tartan jeans and I drew a big David Bowie zigzag on my face and backhand all my hair.
So were you being David Bowie?
No, I was just being an androgynous rock star.
Generic rock star.
But the... David Bowie thing sort of worked. I want a pencil case.
What?
I want a pencil case in the competition.
Oh, well done to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Now, I've got a theory about girls who dress up and they go out to fancy dress.
Right.
This is going to annoy... I feel like we're really kind of being harsh to girls today, but...
I have to say, the only time I've been to a fancy dress party, I forgot it was actually happening, and all I had was face paint, so I painted a tiger on my face, and everyone was like, oh, you're going as a tiger? I went, no, I've come as the guy from Phoenix Nights who gets his face painted as a tiger and gets stuck like it. It was the worst costume ever.
Anyway, a few home truths for girls today on this show.
Okay.
Now, why do they always go dressed up as sexy versions of things?
What?
Right?
Because, no, they don't. No, they just go as...
No, they don't. Girls, it's always for fancy dress. Why does it always have to be sexual? It does. Oh, I'm a horny devil. Oh, I'm a naughty nurse.
No, the nurses, they just look pretty because...
It's an excuse for them to wear
pretty.
As few clothes as possible, and that is a fact. Go to any city centre on any Saturday night, you'll see girls, oh, I'm in fancy dress. Okay, are you really, though? It's just an excuse to not wear many clothes.
Well, a girl in a cowboy outfit is not going to have, like, stubble and kind of look all manly. They are going to look like a pretty girl in a cowboy outfit.
What do you think, Donna? It's always sexy something, isn't it?
Admittedly, it is, but I don't mind doing it because I quite like doing it. But it's weird when, like, 14-year-old girls do it. I just
totally.
See them and feel sick and wrong.
They always go as sexy versions of things, and they pass it off as, oh, but it's a fancy dress party. No, you just want to look like a bit of a... Anyway, smooth-talking Dan went
where
out...
Where has this come from?
It's just a theory.
Says the man who, last time he went to a fancy dress party, dressed as a Susan Boyle.
Well, yeah,
like.
That's sexual, isn't it? Really not. That I was wearing more clothes than I would normally ever wear. I was wearing a dress that looked like a maths dress.
I think Susan's well nice.
Anyway, smooth-talking Dan went out onto Sheeper Street and asked this question to five people. What have you been to a fancy dress party dressed as? My question to you, can you name any of the things that people on Sheeper Street went to the fancy dress party as? Becky?
Nurse. How many guesses
was
did we get?
Was it a sexy nurse by any chance? I'm not complaining. I mean, you know, you can do what you want, ladies, and a lot of boys will like that.
Can I have
but you
two
do it
guesses?
On purpose, is what I'm saying. I'm on one today.
You really are. You
seriously,
said you
what am
you
I on about?
You said you were prickly.
Woo!
We were told not to annoy you, and
I'm
then
relaxed.
We haven't annoyed you, and you've still got mad. I'm going to say a nurse and anyone from Phoenix Nights.
Because that's what you did.
That's what I did. I just want some support.
Donna?
I would say a witch, because always someone goes as a witch.
A sexy witch, though. I'm a sexy witch.
Oh. No, you're not, Scott.
No, I'm not, no, but yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah, go on.
And a vampire, because of the whole Twilight thing, because everyone has to be a vampire these days.
Good answer. Okay, let's find out. Now. Here is Smooth Talking Dan on the Street of Stupid, but what did they... What do people there go to a fancy dress party as?
Have you got a favourite fancy dress costume?
Probably nothing I'd want to admit to on the radio. Only joking.
You ever been to a fancy dress party and dressed up as something?
Yeah. We were dressed up as fairies, weren't we?
Yeah.
Why did you choose fairies in particular?
It was a fairy theme, so, yeah.
The obvious choice.
Yeah.
Do you ever go to fancy dress parties?
Yeah, I've been as a Cuban drug dealer.
As a Cuban drug dealer?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good look. Terrible business, but good look.
Have you been to a fancy dress party?
Yeah.
Have you dressed up as anything good?
Trevor McDonald.
Have you been to a fancy dress party?
Yeah, like a fairy, like little fairy things. Tweaked out.
Pardon?
Tweaked out.
Tweaked out?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Yeah, man. It's fine.
No, what's that mean?
It's like if added little bits and bobs that here and there, tweaked out, yeah.
What's one of the favourite fancy dress costumes that you've had?
Leona Lewis, right?
Yeah, Leona Lewis.
Yeah.
Right, so did anyone say fairy? Because we had two fairies in there.
I said nurse, which is similar.
It's not the same.
I said witch, which is closer.
It's still not, though.
Also, where do you find these people? Who goes to a party dressed as Trevor McDonald?
Stupid Street is different.
Newsreader fancy dress.
That's bizarre even for me to contemplate.
Did anyone say Leona Lewis?
No.
Yeah. What is a Leona Lewis fancy dress costume?
Has Leona Lewis ever been in Phoenix Nights?
No.
No.
So no one said fairy. I like Cuban drug dealer. Terrible business. Great look.
That was a good one.
I'm intrigued that someone went to a fancy dress as Leona Lewis.
What is a Leona Lewis fancy dress costume?
It's a massive dress, probably, like a big flowing dress.
And lots of curly hair.
Yeah.
Amazing.
No points.
Oh! What's a curry?
Next one. Donna, are you musical?
I like to sing and I like to listen to music.
Okay, can you play any instruments?
I can play every instrument, just not very well.
Oh, okay, so you can have a go, but basically you can't play anything we'd recognise.
In my head, I think I'm amazing.
Alright, cool.
I'm sadly not.
Becky, can you play anything?
Well, the other day, remember when we were trying to do our fake versions to put on the download site? I tried with the accordion.
Yeah, let's not do that again because you can't do it.
I thought that was quite good.
Now, we gave three people a different musical instrument. You just have to guess if they could play an actual tune on it. Easy! First one, Katy Perry. Do you think Katy Perry can play the accordion? Donna.
No.
We gave Katy Perry an accordion.
Is it this accordion that I've just touched?
Yep.
Oh,
can she play a song on it? Donna is saying no.
I highly doubt she can.
Katy Perry touched this.
Yeah.
And I've just touched it. I'm so excited.
What about, do you think that she could play the accordion?
Yes. She can play anything, can't she?
I don't know. We're about to find out.
Oh!
Are they musical or not? Here's Katy Perry. What song is that?
It's Mary Had a Little Lamb backwards.
Yes, see?
No, that's not a song. That is not a recognised piece of music.
But if we played it backwards, if we had the time,
backwards.
Scott...
It was backwards.
If we had the time, we could play it backwards and find out that it was Mary Had a Little Lamb.
You could do anything and play it backwards and claim it to be music.
Yeah, but she's Katy Perry and she is musical and that's what she does for a living, so I'm going to take that as a yes and Becky gets the point. If we play it backwards, I'm telling you. What about Jonah Hill? He's in Superbad and Knocked Up and all that, and Get Him to the Greek, that new film. Big bloke, very funny. Donna, do you think he can play the piano?
He's known for comedy, so if he does, he's kept it quiet. I don't. People can play little random bits on the piano, though, can't they? Because I've just remembered I can. I'll say yes.
Donna says yes. Becky?
No.
Here's Jonah Hill, but is he musical?
Okay. Ready? Wait, let me start over. This is an actual song, though. Okay. It's hard to play this. Cool.
I did say incredible. I didn't mean that.
You didn't. That was career. That was a career incredible,
laugh.
Wasn't it?
Career incredible.
But I win.
Donna, yes, you do win that one.
Yay.
He can play, kind of. Next one, Becky, Ed, who's on work experience at Radio 1 this week. Can he play the guitar?
Yes. Fingers crossed.
Okay. Donna?
I will have to... Can I say yes as well? Because I think he might be able to.
Yeah, if you want.
Thank you.
Okay, so you're both saying yes.
Yes.
Okay, let's find out. And what was that song?
That was I Love Radio 1 So Much. I want to work there.
There we are.
So that was
an actual song.
Bless. So you, that was a good song.
You both get a point there.
Who's won?
So it's a tie-break situation.
Oh.
Okay. Have you got the tie-break question?
Yes. Mm. Here is the tie-break question. If you get it first, Donna, you're coming through to next week.
Yay.
If you get it first, Becky, you get a new contestant on Monday.
I'm so excited.
That's fair. Okay. Right, just shout out your answer as soon as you know.
Right.
What colour shirt? What?
So
what colour shirt is the
magnet.
What colour shirt is the work experience boy Ed wearing today?
Blue.
Oh, I'm afraid Becky got it first.
Oh no, but she can see it.
Bye, Donna. And now the Posh Radio 4 lady. She's here every Thursday, reading out your stuff that you're sending us. So anything you want to know about the show, anything you think we can improve on, anything you want us to notice, stuff online that you found, random things that have happened to you. It's a free-for-all. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk is my email address. Use it. Right, we had Manda sending an email earlier. She's about to work at a Queen's tea party.
The Queen's garden party.
At Buckingham Palace. And she's from Yorkshire and is worried that she's not posh enough, so wanted the PR4L to pass on some tips on how to be posh. She's done it for you.
Well, Manda, sounding posh. If you are determined, if you won't just let your lovely Yorkshireness shine through and you're determined to be posh, I think the best thing to do is say super a lot and laugh only with your mouth closed, like this.
Yeah, she does that a lot, I've noticed. That's what the PR4L does. That's what she laughs like.
That is what makes her posh, amongst other things.
And also, when you smile, do that thing where you look like you're really in pain. Like Prince Charles, have you noticed that?
What, when you...
Or if you're kind of making some kind of statement. Like that.
That was awful.
Do you know what I mean? When they look a bit in pain. You do this in your mouth.
And that makes you posh, does it?
That's well posh. Next.
Dear Scott, is STD on Twitter? If so, I would like to know, so I can have some of his smooth talking in my life every day. Winking smiley. Naomi, off of Newcastle upon Tyne, XX.
Naomi, smooth talking Dan, as far as I'm aware, is not on Twitter at the moment, but he's probably listening upstairs. Dan, are you on Twitter? Get on it, because Naomi wants to talk to you. Yeah? He's well on for that, Naomi. I will, obviously, being the technical genius that I am, set Dan up on Twitter tomorrow. Are you in tomorrow, Dan? Amazing. We'll do it during the floor fillers, while we're having a dance. A dance. Good one. There you are, Naomi. Sorted.
Hopefully you'll let him do the smooth talking and you're not going to go on there and tell him what to say.
No. He can do it himself.
Because people will know if it's not him, really.
Yeah, they will.
They'll
it's the smooth lines that only he could kind of write, really.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Naomi, don't worry about it. I'll sort it. Next.
Dear Scott, I was bored at school the other day and decided to count the money in my purse. As I was looking at my £5 note, I noticed that one of the men in the group of people looks a lot like Daniel Radcliffe. Just the sort of random thing I thought you might want to know. Love you, Emily, off of Pool. Smiley.
See, that is the kind of thing that Dear Scott is all about. Just random things like that that I would never normally think of.
I'm impressed that you've got to counting your money and you had an actual note. Because when I count my money, it's only ever coins. And when I count your money, Scott, it's only ever coins. Never also, get any notes.
My man wallet is well full again. Can you...
Yeah. Me and Scott have this amazing thing where basically he can never be bothered to do his coins. So if I count his change for him, I then get to spend the money on whatever I want. And it's normally about £6 or £7.
Do you want to take this? Because this is
no,
doing my
head
in.
No, not just the coppers.
Oh, what do you want then?
Like at least silvers.
All right, we'll do this in a minute. Obviously, because it's not that interesting for people listening.
Have you got a £5 note? Because we need to see if it's Daniel Radcliffe.
So it's on the Queen side, the other side. Yes! There is Daniel Radcliffe!
Where is he?
On the left, right at the top.
Let me look.
Right at the top, underneath the pound sign and the five.
It's Daniel Radcliffe.
Right there, look.
No, it really is.
It
that is.
Is
a good spot.
That's a really good spot. That is what I love about Dear Scott.
That is well good. I never knew he was on the money.
Yeah.
I'll swap this £5 note for all that change. Thank
Cheers.
You.
Cheers. Thank you for sorting out my wallet. I appreciate.
I've got about 62p there.
Maze.
And a euro.
Next.
Oh, have you heard Timmy Trendy in the World Cup? Every game, you can hear Timmy announce the subs and the injury time left to play in each game. It's hilarious. Please, please play it out on your show. Love you, Paul, off of Aberdeen.
OK, Paul, we have got what you mean, I think, here, have we? This is Timmy Trendy, according to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand for the national anthem of Slovenia. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the national anthem of England.
Right, I don't think that sounds like him in any way. He sounds more like somebody who announced the scores on Eurovision from Latvia or something. So, no, I don't get that.
What is Timmy up to these days? I thought that might have been him.
Our last thing I heard, he was with Kate Moss in Milano. Mm. So, next.
Dear Scott, have you seen the You Know Who Your Mates Are advert, the one in the desert? I think the man on the camel looks a lot like you. Or is it you and you're just keeping it quiet? I hope it's just me. Someone else must have noticed this. Smiley. You complete me. Zach, off of Southend.
OK, Zach, I don't think I've seen that advert.
It's the one where they're on a camel and then...
Yeah, you just said that, on a camel, yes.
I don't think it's you. Like, they'd ever put you in an advert for a couple of cans.
Couple of cans. Couple of cans. No, really not. It's not me. Next.
Dear Scott, I was watching Big Brother the other night and I was so happy when I saw that the housemates were cooking their dinner in my frying pan. Also, my chest of drawers and my wok and loads of other kitchen utensils.
Whoa, it's like the people from Big Brother, the producers, have been round your house, like broken in when you're not there, had a snoop around and thought, yes, we'll have this furniture for our show, we'll just buy duplicates. That's impressive that you've got frying pan and furniture. But what a joy it is, as we've talked about a lot before, when you see your curtains or like your frying pan or anything, any appliance on TV in a TV show and you think, I've got that. It is a really nice feeling.
I spotted one of my little cuddly toys on the IT crowd.
Did you?
It's on the shelf at the back. Amazing.
I love it.
Also, if I'm not mistaken, the diary room chair is the same as mine too. Just kidding. I'm not Mario. I don't own a DR chair. Smiley.
Okay, good. Everyone's texting and going, hi, so is Daniel Radcliffe on the Fiver. Like Christy tidying the bedroom in Basingstoke. It's more John Lennon than Dan Radcliffe, says Chris in Fareham. No, I don't think it is, actually.
It's Daniel Radcliffe.
Anyway, do continue about your interesting Big Brother story.
Meanwhile, I've recently finished my exams and I still have to go to school. How unfair is that? I didn't go in today. I just couldn't be bothered. What do you think I should do? Please tell me, because your opinions are like the best ever. You complete me, Tom, off of Kent.
Bless you, Tom, off of Kent.
Why do you have to still go to school if you've finished your exams?
Don't know.
Maybe just to...
hang out.
Know. Yeah. If you have to go, go. We can't advocate skiving.
Yeah, we can't say, oh, don't go. Even though our advice is like the best ever and you want me to say, oh, don't go.
But if you weren't to listen to us, then do whatever you want. Mm. But go to school.
It's 6:25. Do you want to be on next week's Dear Scott? Wouldn't that be amazing? Send me an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Cheryl had to pull her car over to check her fiver and says, yes, it is Daniel Radcliffe, but Daniel Radcliffe only in Harry Potter, isn't it?
Well, that's quite specific. I think people know what we meant.
Yeah, OK. So loads of people who've got the same stuff as on TV. Danny was over the moon to see Stacey off of Gavin and Stacey wearing her halter neck top in one episode. Claire off Derry was really excited to see Max Branning off EastEnders has the same picture as her in his living room. But then Kate off of Hampton's been on and was quite mortified to see that Frank on Shameless does have the same pram as her.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
I was talking to my mate last night called John, right?
Right.
And he used to live in Worcestershire. And his next door neighbour was an old bloke, like in his 70s, quite annoying, called Ken. Who, like, he's one of those that complain about the noise all the time, even though the noise isn't that much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's old. And, like, keeps asking if he could grow potatoes in John's garden.
Yeah, why
can
not?
Can I grow potatoes in your garden? The last person that lived here let me. But Ken lived in the house next door, right, with his girlfriend Joan. That's right, he does have a girlfriend.
Oh, I love it when granddads and grannies get girlfriends and boyfriends.
Yeah, they're not married. They're just courting.
Yeah, I love it. It's so sweet.
Anyway, John, who owns this house, my mate, he's moved to London now. So he's rented the house out to some tenants in Worcestershire, right? And John was on the phone to these tenants the other day asking, you know, is everything all right with the house? Is Ken, the next door neighbour, behaving? Because he can be a bit funny sometimes. You know, asked how Ken and Joan were next door, if they're having any problems. And they said, oh, actually, sadly, Ken's passed away. He's died.
Aww.
Oh, I know. Bless Ken. So John, my mate, was like, oh, God. I know he's a bit annoying sometimes, but, you know, he was all right. He was a good old bloke. So I'd better send Joan, his girlfriend, a card, you know, just to say sorry to hear about Ken.
Yeah.
So he sends a card to Joan saying, in deeper sympathy, sorry to hear about Ken, thinking about you at this difficult time, love, John. Okay, because, you know, he used to be next door neighbours and stuff. Joan goes round to the neighbours, like, a couple of days later and goes, oh, I've received a card from John, my friend, saying, yeah, it was a lovely card and everything, but Ken's actually not dead. Now, it turns out the tenants and Joan had a little natter over the garden fence one day, and they were like, oh, we've not seen Ken for a while. And Joan, the girlfriend, says, oh, no, Ken's gone. Now, the tenants took that to mean that Ken was dead. In fact, they just split up.
Oh,
and
he's
now sent a sorry, Ken's dead card to Joan. In fact, they're just not together anymore.
And was Joan all right about it?
I'm just wondering if Joan still has the card on the mantelpiece. Do you know what I mean?
No, she wouldn't.
That's she said it was
awful.
A lovely gesture.
Just because they said he'd gone.
No, Ken's gone. And they were like, oh, no, he's dead. He's not. Oh. Ken's still alive. Hi, Ken, if you're listening. You are still alive. It's really unfortunate. But you would, like, wouldn't you say, oh, me and Ken have split up, as to, no, he's gone. To me, gone suggests dead. No?
Oh.
Ken's gone, that means that he's not living anymore. That's what I would think.
Might have just popped out for some milk.
No, he's not coming back.
Podcast.
You know why I love you lot so much? Because you are always wanting more. So many questions left unanswered. Hannah in Rutland says, I would think gone meant dead too. You're not the only one thinking that. Yeah, sorry, Ken's gone. Yeah, I think there might be a certain age though. What age does gone suggest being dead rather than just left? Do you know what I mean?
There's other questions that need to be answered. Like, why did she dump him, Gavin Stoke? Why is Joan living in Ken's house, even though it was Ken's house and now
Where's
Ken's
Ken living
gone?
Now? I don't know any of the answers to these questions. I just know that Ken, I would like to point out, is 100% alive.
Thank God that they found out that way and that the next door neighbours didn't just see him, like, if he'd come back to the house to pick up his clothes or something,
I know.
They'd have completely freaked out.
Anne just been on from Clanfield saying, this happened to me. I didn't send a car, but did have a shock when I bumped into him in the supermarket. That would freak you out.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.